This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the Federal Reserve, total student loan debt in this country stands at just over $1.7 trillion. Since the pandemic started, borrowers whose loans are owned by the federal government haven't had to make payments. That moratorium is set to expire on May the 1st. Thus, a report out this week from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York becomes all the more relevant, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The federal government has been playing a game of kick the can with student loans. One of the reasons the game has lasted 2 years is that it's going to be painful to stop. Daniel Mangrum is an economist at the New York Fed and one of the authors of that new report.
This is a monumental task to restart payments for 37 million borrowers. Millions of them have never made a payment because they graduated during the pandemic and have never had to make a payment before.
Easing people into that will be hard. But if you look at this through the lens of another game, hot potato, the potato being the debt, it's the government that's losing.
85% of all outstanding balances are owned by the federal government. So essentially, this is kind of increasing the cost of the federal student loan program.
The Fed estimates the government held off on collecting $195 billion over the course of the pandemic and also missed out on interest payments. Mark Goldwein is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. He says it's time for the government to declare victory, take its potato, and go home.
Right now, the employment situation for college graduates is actually quite strong. And the idea that we should still be giving them emergency relief doesn't really make much sense.
Others, like Dalia Jimenez, who directs the Student Loan Law Initiative at the University of California, Irvine, say the loans should be erased altogether, or not even be needed in the first place. She believes college should cost less.
The answer is to allow people to continue their education and to do it without having to bankrupt themselves.
Especially, she says, if more jobs require college degrees. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.